This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there's nothing worse than, and Boone said this after the game, but there's nothing worse when the season is over and all that hope that you have, even right down to the ninth inning. I told you, I was expecting the Yankees to come back, still holding out hope that they would come back and maybe tie the game, and who knows what was going on from there. But all that hope that you think about throughout the course of the game, oh, we're going to win tonight, and then game five and all that. Once the final out takes place, it's so abrupt.
Done.
There's never a smooth transition into having the season end.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from all the hope and thought that maybe there's going to be another game, maybe they'll extend the series, maybe there'll be another series, and then boom, just like that, it's over and the other teams are celebrating on your turf.
Yeah, I had to tell my son last night, I said, you're going to get one at some point. You're going to get one. I said, Dad, he had to wait till his 20s, you know?
I didn't even think about that. That's right. So from Colt's perspective, in my world, it's like, 16 years, it's a long time, but like,
I've seen
plenty of them, right? He hasn't even,
No. It, you know what's crazy, too? Like, the, what we
tell him Uncle Sal's been waiting for 40 years.
I hear you. Hopefully it's 60. hopefully Cohen doesn't go bonkers this whole season and get like 9 pitchers. So I don't think, as much as we commit to football, and if you're a big Knicks guy or Rangers or one of the hockey teams, think about the commitment emotionally, work-wise, financially, interest-wise that we have in baseball. Because now, so it's October. Now we'll do a lot of football, but from here on out, up until the hot stove, you and I will have probably a conversation or two a day about a baseball-specific story, either to the Yankees or the Mets. So that's half of October, November, even up to Christmas, right? That's basically 3 more months once the season ends. And then February, once they go to Tampa and Port St. Lucie, it's February, it's March, it's April, it's May, it's June, it's July, it's August, September,
it's
October. At least for the Yankees, it's October.
Right. Anyway,
that's basically 10 months where you don't check out. So when it ends, it's tough. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, baseball, and it even hit me like I knew that it was over, but just driving in, listening to the Boomer and Gio talking about how that's it for the baseball season in New York.
I know.
It can't be it.
That's it, dude.
That's it. It can't be it.
Somebody just sent me a tweet. Now, I've got to verify that. I got to do a little digging here. I guess somebody heard Clappish, who's obviously been around for a long time, and Buster Olney, who's the same thing, but well-respected baseball people. They just said that Bellinger's not a priority for the Yankees.
No way.
That would be very, very,
no
unless,
way.
Unless they're going after Tucker. I mean, I'd be surprised by that, but I got to do a little digging. I just got that before.
All right, so then my question would be, well, Tucker's not a center fielder, right?
No. Then at that point, you could, well, maybe then you, I wouldn't do this, but maybe they bring back Grisham on the cheap in their eyes, or they give the job to one of the kids, which is obviously dicey.
All right, I'm fine with Grisham coming back. He just can't be the leadoff hitter. Like, that's ridiculous.
But I don't want him even being a starter, because if he's going to be the starter and you're going to see lefties in October, he's never going to hit.
All right, but you know Dominguez is not the center fielder. Like,
hold on. I know you asked Susan that. So, but you guys keep saying that, and you might be proven right. All I'm saying is, I just want to see the guy. He came up as a center fielder. Can I see if he can play center field?
By the way, it's not about being proven right. I'm not saying whether he could or can't. I don't believe that he can. I'm just saying that they don't believe that. It's not like they're saying, well, we believe he's a left fielder and maybe we'll give him a look at some point at center field.
Yeah.
The reason he is in left is because they know he can't play center.
Well, then why was he touted as a center field prospect?
I don't know. That I can't answer. You have to ask them. But I'm just saying, like,
they could be right. I just want, can we just validate thought? Can we prove it?
No, you want to see it with your own eyes.
I do, because I think it's easier to play center field. Now, if you can't run, then you're done. But if you've got the requisite speed, the angles, honestly, center fielder to me, it's easier to play center. Think about
how is it easier
to play center? I'm going to tell you. Now, I don't know if I'm right. That's like one position I really just didn't play, you know, because I could not run. But number one, you're not getting bad bounces off the ball, off the wall, like Judge in Toronto where he misplayed that into a triple. You'll never see that in center field because there's nothing down the foul lines, number one. Number two. Again, you've got to be able to run, and if you can't, you got no shot. But you've got more margin for error, whether it's the guy to your left in right field or the guy to your right in left, to help you on those balls in the gap, all right? Whereas if you're a left fielder and the ball's to your right, nobody's helping you. It's you or you either make the play, you don't.
There's less ground to cover.
But that's why I'm saying if you could run,
but it's also about
he flies.
Reading the bat off the ball. There's going to be more opportunities. Like,
I think the spin's different too. I really, because when you hit a ball, now a ball can knuckle. Like if you hit it really hard and it's right at somebody, you'll see the ball like almost like a knuckleball or a splitter presents itself where it goes down. But to me, if I'm playing center and the ball's hit to me, it's going to be a fairly true spin, whether it's off a lefty or a righty bat. If I'm in the corners, you're getting that spin to the line. I just think it's harder. Now, if they don't think to play left field, if they don't think that he can play center, well, then get rid of him because we know he can't play left.
Well, that's kind of my point. I'd be curious to see what happens here with Tucker. You mentioned him last offseason. We know the Yankees are at least interested in trying to trade for him. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if that solves all their issues, though.
Mm-hmm.
I still want a leadoff hitter in front of Aaron Judge.
I know.
Like they've got to figure that out. Who's that going
to
be?
You trying to trade for Kwan? There was thought you talked about that. We talked about that in the during the season.
Juan. See if the Guardians would be suckers to take Dominguez and Volpe or whatever. Dominguez plus something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why
Kwan is
they?
A perfect fit. That's exactly the player that I want. I wanted him at the deadline. I want him now. Go get Stephen Kwan. Put him in left field. Put him in leadoff. You don't have to worry about it.
Why wouldn't they want him? Because, you know, Jason's making no money. And even if, you know, I don't know if I really want to give up Jones. I think at this point I'd rather give up Dominguez. But I think there's a deal to be had, which is the point. And he solves a need for the Yankees. And then whomever the Guardians in theory would get back isn't making any money, which obviously fits their business model.
Yeah, I would think. I don't know exactly what they're looking for, but yes, that's the type of guy that I want. Play outfield, put him in. He's going to play every day and bat him lead off. Boom, you are set. Imagine their lineup
like
like that in front of Aaron Judge as opposed to the, I'm not so sure.
I know.
BT and Sal on the fan. Dylan calling from New Hampshire. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Trent went 2-for-17 in the last series. Pathetic 0-for-5 day at the plate on the previous day. Where was Dominguez this whole time? He's a 22-year-old kid that wants to hit. Reminder that he hasn't seen a live game pitch since 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, he hasn't seen a live pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you just put him in?
For where?
Put him in the outfield.
What are you talking
about? Put him in the outfield.
Are you talking about a specific situation or are you talking about playing him?
Playing him in the playoffs. Because, I mean, he looks like he looks. You can tell when a player can hit. And when he stepped in that box, you can tell he wants to hit.
Right. Well,
how did he
did he not want to hit in the regular season?
What are you talking about? He batted 255 in the regular season.
Jason Dominguez?
They didn't give him the at-bats, yeah.
Jason Dominguez had a disastrous regular season. He was awful. Now, you could disagree. You could think it was good. You think Dominguez deserved to play in the postseason more than Trent Grisham?
Absolutely.
Based on what?
He ropes right-handed pitching.
He hit 30.
So the only defect.
He hit 34 home runs. Dylan, you're losing me a little bit.
I think thanks for the call there. I think what he's saying is, and I get it, you know, I'm not all the way there, because if you hit him, you're going to have to put him in the field.
Who?
Dominguez.
Well, that's number one.
Which is a problem.
Number two, he can't hit right-handed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he had a better year than you do. Right. Now, he hit almost, I think it was 260, and he stole some bags, and he had about a three-week run where he was banging righties, and he looked really good. And then, you know, he fizzled out a little bit. I think the place now, you're not going to send him up there for Volpe in the seventh, that big, because it would have been lefty on lefty, and he can't hit. He can't hit as a righty yet. So we know that. So the options were limited. I think, to me, it's a little bit less about Dominguez, even though I appreciate the call and the thought. It's more about Grisham never, ever, ever, no matter how long he plays, he will ever, never be an effective hitter against lefties. So if you know that, right, why would you want him back? You're going to face lefties in October. Now,
having him back's a different argument than saying Dominguez should have been playing in the postseason.
Yeah,
Dominguez didn't earn the spot in the postseason to be playing.
And you're not going to sit Grisham against a righty, which would be the only place that you would play. No, that's, I'm just talking through it. I get it. It was a little bit all over the map. I was just trying to walk us through it there. I think, you know, and I'm just fundamentally opposed to investing in somebody. Now, on the cheap, when you get him with Juan Soto, sure, he'll be my fourth outfielder. He can run into a couple of home runs. He's a gold glove center fielder. Sure, come on with Juan. I'll take you. But now when you got to play every night and you hit 170 against lefties, you got no value for me if I'm trying to win a championship. You just don't.
Yeah, that I understand. I think he is a serviceable center fielder with pop, and you'd have to have him bat in the bottom of the order. But the idea that you would play Dominguez as if Dominguez did something great this year. This year, you could say it wasn't a disaster. Maybe that was a little strong.
Yep.
He did not come anywhere close to living up to the expectations.
I don't disagree. I thought we'd get more power.
And like the Yankees would have wanted to use him. The biggest problem is, forget about even his defense. You mentioned it. He can't hit right-handed. That's what they need. They would have needed another option there to where, hey, in that spot in the seventh inning where I had a major issue with Grisham, everybody's focused on Volpe. I didn't want Grisham hitting there. That's the spot where you say, all right, you got the lefty, I'm going to go with Dominguez off the bench. And even if you brought in a righty to counter that, then he flips and hits lefty. Like, you're good to go with Dominguez pinch hitting. If he could hit from the right-handed side, he hasn't done that well enough. That was a problem. He was basically useless outside of being a pinch runner for Boone.
I think what's appealing, it's more about possibility than the reality. You know, because he runs like the wind. You've seen him hit a couple moonshots, not enough. He does have a good arm, even though he's sloppy in the outfield. But you still got to be able to be a buttoned-up, reliable baseball player. You have to be able to. Your manager's got to trust you.
And it's also easy to say that after Grisham's postseason. Going into the postseason, Grisham hit 34 home runs.
Yep.
He was a prolific bat for the Yankees all year long.
What about lefties? What about against lefties?
And not to mention the glove. No, I'm just saying, and not to mention the glove.
They're a great center fielder. Very good.
If they had a better option, I believe they would have used it. Dominguez was not the better option. Brett is in Fairfield. What's up, Brett?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Yo.
Susan had mentioned the Yankees plan. And, you know, the Yankees plan for at least the last 8 years is the prime example of why analytics and the reliance on home runs just won't get you the World Series. And, I mean, the results are the proof. It's staring us right in the face. If you're a true numbers guy, you know that analytics work over 162 games. But in the playoffs, where you have a small sample size, you can't rely on numbers, and because you might not hit a homer for three games, and then the series is over.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Brett, and thank you for the call. Look, information is good, obviously. Relying on the analytics and saying, well, this is what's supposed to happen because the math says it's going to happen, that is a faulty logic. Relying on putting the bat on the ball and playing baseball, to me, is a more sound philosophy. I don't know, heck, like, would you rather have a well-rounded baseball player or somebody that is going to hit, you know, even if it's 30 home runs, but is going to strike out a ton as well, and if that power goes cold in the postseason, which we've seen time and time again from the Yankees, then what? At least the other way, it's, hey, this is a team, the Blue Jays were a team that puts the bat on the ball. That's what they do. The Red Sox had 12 strikeouts against Cam Schlittler. Last night he had two against the Blue Jays. There is something to that. Putting the ball in play is effective. It's proven. So I don't know why the Yankees wouldn't at least want to have a little bit more of a balance in that regard.
I think that they would want to. I don't think they know how to get there. And even if they know how to get there, guys like Stanton and all the other things we've talked about prevent them logistically from getting there.
Right. Well, now it's too late, almost. You have to blow the whole thing up. You're going to have to pay guys to go. We've been talking about this for years. The best example, and I referenced this early, would be Ernie Clement versus Jazz Chisholm, where if you looked at the data and analytics and even watched those two, you'd be like, wow, I mean, come on, I got to take Jazz. Look at the athleticism. Look at the power. Look at the pop, the easy power, 30-30. Come on. Who would, like, if you asked every fan, who would you rather have, Jazz or Clement? the majority of them are going to say, come on, man. Well, it's even a question because you're playing fantasy baseball. In reality, Clement is the winning player. That's the guy that you'd rather have. The guy that's going to wreak havoc on opposing pitchers and be a pest and put the bat on the ball and take the extra base and play sound defense. That's the winning player. Not that you could win with nine of those guys. Maybe you can. Look at the Brewers. But get away from the, 30-30. You want one star. The Blue Jays have that in Vlad. Two, maybe with Springer, short, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is just a solid pro, at least offensive player.
Here's the problem, though, with the thought about, you know, Jazz and Clement.
Yeah.
And I agree, like in October, but over the course of 162, Jazz is going to run into more, and he's going to help you beat inferior teams, and you're going to be a more prolific offense with Jazz Chisholm playing 150-plus games, if he's healthy, at second base, rather than somebody like Clement. But then you get
But the Blue Jays won 94 games with him.
Yeah, but he didn't play every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had 545 at bat.
Did he have that many? He
played 157 games, yeah.
But did he bounce around a little bit? He didn't play all second base, did he?
No, I think he bounced around a little bit, maybe. I'm not 100% sure, BT. Just look at the...
Oh, okay.
I mean, he played 157 games, had 545 at bats.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize it was that much. And the other thing, too, you got to look at,
151 hits.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a little more than I thought. Fair enough, but the other thing, too, with somebody like Jazz, and this is where it gets very tricky, and we went through this with Gleyber, and it's a different skill set. Jazz is a much more explosive, dynamic athlete. We know the differences between Jazz and somebody like Gleyber Torres, but it's very hard to make that determination as a fan and as an organization when you truly are the best version of what you're going to be. Like, that's why I have myself no problem saying I want no part of, even if he's batting sixth next year, of Grisham playing center, because I know he'll never be an effective hitter against lefties. Right. That's not going to change. Move on. I'm done. Somebody like Jazz Chisholm, whether it's a little immature, and I really do like Jazz. I like him as a player. I like him as a person. I love his energy. I've talked about that. But like the, you know, just a little, not even the yawn, but just a little sleepy here and there. You know, second, first base against the Marlins, and he got picked off, and he said he'd do it again, or picked off the pop-up.
Yep.
Then the other night when he stared into space when the ball's banging around, then the runner scoring. Like, I don't think that that's going to change, and I think he's going to always be a free swinger who comes up empty more times than not against lefties and or good right-handed pitching. So if I make that determination, why not move on now?
Yeah, no, I get it. And you also would like to limit certain weaknesses, like you said, whether it's Grisham, who can't hit righties, Ben Rice, who
doesn't have a position.
Can't hit lefties. Ben Rice, who doesn't have a position. Giancarlo, who doesn't have a position and can't run. Like,
yeah.
There are a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of things to work around.
Oh, man, a lot of limitations. It shouldn't be that. You could live with one or two. You can't have five, six guys having those limitations. Bill is in Torrington, Connecticut. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
I'm a disappointed Yankee fan, but I wanted to congratulate Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You know, I'm proud of him. He actually knows three words of English. The Yankees lose! Did you hear that in the post game last night?
Yeah, multiple times. He and Poppy were saying that over and over again.
Yeah, it went from we play today, we win today, that's it, to the Yankees lose. Oh.
Okay, yeah, I was pretty upset, but you know what? I woke up this morning, I got a chuckle out of it now. At least, you know, it just goes to show, they care more about the Yankees losing than them winning. But, anyways.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think they care about winning. They're excited. They earned it. I mean, the Blue Jays earned it. Can't take it away from them.
That's true, they did. BT, I want to get back to you. I remember 30 years ago, this year, sitting in I knew exactly where I was when Donnie Baseball hit that home run.
Yep.
That was my greatest moment in Yankee, you know, in sports history. I still get chills thinking about
that
when I watch the replays.
Oh, that's the best.
I love that.
Oh, I love them.
What about the Judge homer, Bill? Did that do it for you, too? Did that give you the feels and the tickles? The Judge home run with the foul pole?
You know what? It did. I love Judge. My problem is this. The reason why I'll never get as excited again is because I have too much vested interest in baseball games now. I don't have that feeling like I did when I was 18, when I didn't have money. Whether or not somebody hit a home run or not, I feel like that takes away from it. You know,
when you're younger, it hits you a little different.
And thanks for that. I was going to start messing with him a little bit and, you know, poking the bear, but you don't want to go there. So he starts talking about the muddy aspect of it. Yeah, it's never going to be the same when you're younger. I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't. If I were a Yankee fan and that happened last night, I wouldn't want to come to work for a week. I mean, that's a brutal, when you have your season end like that,
yeah,
and you see the Blue Jays celebrating and all that stuff, and Judge again has to go home short of getting to a World Series or without winning a World Series, yeah, man, that's painful. I get it. Been there plenty of times, but really that's what being a sports fan is about.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you see Timothy Chalamet at the game last night?
No.
He was there at the Yankee game.
Who was he with?
You know, is Kylie, is it Kylie, who's he, which one is he dating, Kylie or Kendall? I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right.
Is it Kylie or Kendall? Which one is Timothy Chalamet dating?
See that.
I forget. Kylie, I want to say.
Was he into the game or was he just getting free tickets into space?
He is dating Kylie. He was there with the Yankee gear on.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a little camera love and he went into the camera like five, like he was doing with the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
Look, Timothy Chalamet, for all I know, is the greatest kid ever. Or greatest adult, whatever. I don't even know how old he is.
He's pretty young. He's a man. He's a grown man.
I think we've had enough in New York sports of Timothy Chalamet. Like, it's one thing if you were a legitimate diehard Knick fan, which...
He seems to be an awesome Knick guy.
So good. Like, yeah. Let's leave that alone. Like, Chalamet could become the greatest Knick fan, you know, next to Ben Stiller and Spike Lee and whatever for years to come. But now he's going to start working his way into the Yankees here. Like, I never, ever recall seeing Timothy Chalamet at a Yankee game before. I don't know if he has or not. I don't know his history. Maybe he is, but... Even if he is, do we need to show him, like, come on, man.
No, I can't stand that stuff. Like, now, it doesn't get me mad. Like, it's not about the actor or the actress or any of that. It's just like, it just doesn't do anything for me. You see Spike, and I know Spike was there, and you see these other celebrities.
Man,
and
Patino.
You
don't know hate,
but, well, Rick's different. I mean, come on.
Spike,
he's going to have a top five team this year. Ricky can sit wherever he wants, right behind that Yankee dugout. Rick was there every night.
Yeah.
I think that the, Bobby Bacala. What I like to know, because we know Spike had a lot of Met stuff and Do the Right Thing, like the posters and some Met and Brooklyn Dodger stuff.
Right.
As well, as he told us, because we brought that up to him when we had him on the show at Fanatics Fest over at the Javits Center. Steve Sciarra, I don't know the answer to it. You know, he's a big Yankee guy, but was he rocking a Mets jersey in the mid-80s? I mean, he's of that age, so
also, like, how many
I don't
games,
know the answer.
How many games you need to go to?
Yeah, I know. I can't be bothered.
Don't you think a lot of it is, like, you know, he wants to feed the ego? And whatever, to each their own.
Yeah,
but, like, all right, let's go to the game. And then, so I could be wrecking. You know, I saw Harvey was there last night. Now, I don't know if he's...
Harvey? Matt Harvey?
Yeah, he was sitting right behind home plate. I don't know if it's a business thing with him. Anyway, like, Steve Sciarra, he's thinking, like, let's go to the game. Yeah, I like the Yankees. Sure, I love baseball, playoff game. But also, wants to be seen. Yeah, and recognize and has that. Hey, Bobby Bacala,
you think?
Can we get a
picture? Yeah, it's got to be a big part of that.
100%. Can we get a picture? Can
sure,
we
sign whatever? Sure. Where's Junior? How's Junior doing?
100% of that.
I think he's a real fan. I don't know.
Come on, was he there in the 90s?
Well, the Sopranos... Sopranos' first year was what?
All right, so he's just even more so. Like, I remember Steve Sciarippa being at Knicks games for years.
Yes,
even when they were
losing. Same with Spike. Spike was up top.
100%. Like, I don't remember Spike up top, but I remember he's been at the Knicks games as far as I can remember.
His first,
watching Knicks basketball.
His first real money that he made when he was... I told you, I read his book, you know, and I'm not really sure why I read it, but I did read it a long time ago. And he used to sit up top in the blue seats, the old blue seats at the Garden. He made, I guess it was his first project. I think he got like $25,000 or $30,000, bought Knicks season tickets.
Okay, fair enough.
Got to respect
it. But we've seen him, we've seen Bobby Bacala, you know, Steve Sciarippa at Knicks games even when they were bad for years. So I get it. All right, he likes going to Knicks games. I don't recall seeing these guys at Yankee games.
You know what bothers me more? And you're probably right, but here's what bothers me more. Like, I think Steve Sciarippa played basketball at Brooklyn College. He doesn't look like a basketball player, but I heard he was actually pretty good.
I've seen
something like that.
I've seen something where he was shooting, and he did look good.
Well, he was
shooting the basketball.
Well, isn't there a scene outside of the Bing or outside of the Satrials where he was shooting hoops with Buscemi or what? I think he was, or Vito?
I don't know. I feel like I've at least seen it before.
You'd be careful when you guard Vito.
By the way, I can't fool everybody, apparently. Erica Herskowitz texted me saying, stop, you know it's Kylie. You're just trying to look manly by pretending you don't know. Guilty as charged.
I love Herskowitz. I have not seen her in there. Herskowitz is great. She's one of my favorites. Fan. I love Erica Herskowitz.
I love Erica.
Yeah, big fan.
Back, we used to work together when, you know, she was doing the updates. Obviously, I was working behind the scenes back at the old place in Astoria. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew calling from Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Last thing I want to do is give the Hollywood elite a pass, but Chalamet is a born and raised New Yorker, so he gets maybe a semi-pass. The Jenners, on the other hand, leave them on the tracks and, wait for a fortune.
Come on. I mean, you don't have to be a fan of them, but you don't want to wish that
funny.
On them. Yeah.
That's not even remotely funny. Come on, buddy. Be better than that. Let's go. Keep it moving.
Fair enough.
Gotcha.
I don't know what to do about Volpe outfield. I'd like to see them bring back Bellinger. More importantly, I'd like to see them give Spencer Jones a chance. He can play. He's a good athlete. He strikes out way too much. But, you know, all things considered, I think he's got a good shot at least somewhat coming close to Grisham's level of production. He's got to earn it, but if he's not on this team when they break camp, I'd be disappointed.
If he doesn't make the team coming out of spring training, and thanks for the call there, Andrew, then he's just not in the plans that we think that he should be. He was not a first-round pick or out of high school like Volpe. He went to Vanderbilt, guys. He's in his mid-20s. I mean, at some point, you got to make the team.
I know. But I'm not so sure that he's going to be what everybody hopes he could be here. I mean, there are already inconsistencies.
A lot of strikeouts.
And that's the other thing. Let's just say he is what you think he's going to be or what the Yankees want him to be.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be just like everybody else. A lot of power and a lot of strikeouts. That's the last thing that they need.
Oh, man, I didn't even look at it that way. He does strike out a lot. He does have prodigious power. I mean, I've seen a lot of his home runs in the minors, and they are moon scrapers, man. But what does it mean? I don't know. I mean, I've always been more of a prospect guy than some. Not quite a prospect hugger. I'm going to get a little separation from that. But I've learned a lesson over the years. Like, we thought Dominguez would do this. And I haven't given up on Dominguez, but he hasn't done it yet. We thought Volpe would be a lot better. So many names. We know the names.
Show me what
you got and just do it at this level.
And we could sit here and say, and I'd be honest with you, saying, like, I do feel like Lombard might be different.
I do too.
But who the hell knows? I thought Dominguez was going to be better. I thought Volpe was going to be better. So I have no idea. James is calling from Long Beach. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, James.
Not great. No, same song and dance, same nonsense every single season in the Boone era. I don't understand what Aaron Boone was thinking with Volpe in the seventh inning. How are you sending this guy up to the plate again? How many times are you going to watch this guy strike out? He comes up to bat. The first pitch, he's showing bunt. Does he not know what's going on in the game?
I was very
unbelievable. He is so clueless. They cannot run. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go
they
for cannot it, man. Run go, go. Let it out.
This is it is ridiculous. I cannot do it anymore with this guy. Enough is enough.
Just want to make sure you're done and you get it all out. Cathartic.
I'm done.
Okay. Good. I don't know why he tried to bunt. Probably because at this point he doesn't feel like he can hit. There's no way he should have been in that batter's box. There was nobody. Now, I can respect an opposing view. There was nobody that can convince me that Anthony Volpe should have been hitting in the seventh inning. Nobody.
Do you think it's too much for him to now overcome and get back on track? I'm not saying him personally, mentally. I'm talking about where the team is at, where the fan base is at with it. Like, it is.
It could be.
It's toxic.
It's getting there.
Like, he could still potentially be salvaged. I wouldn't just give up on the player. I don't know if it could happen here because once one thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
Like, remember, he stabilized at the end of the year to the point where he was the rightfully so starting shortstop for the Yankees in the playoffs. And the defense got buttoned up and it was actually very good again defensively.
They played great defensively.
The fans were behind him. The home run off of Garrett Crochet. Everybody's starting to believe in postseason Volpe.
Yep.
And then that.
Well, you know, the over-the-shoulder catch last night was really nice. That bullet up the middle where he kind of pinned it against his body and got the seams and threw a strike. I mean, that was a hard ball. Was hit hard. The plays we talk about, Devin Williams' double play, the short hop from Jazz, he played great defense. So, to answer you, we're getting to the point, man. Like, because, now here's the out. One thing about our fans is that they respect when people fight through whatever it might have been that held them down. Now, if he gets off to a bad start, that might be the nail in the coffin. It might be. At that point, it very well might be untenable, and they might have to decide this offseason, like, do we want to even run that risk?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it might be the point of no return already.
Sal, I think when it comes to Anthony Volpe, I hate saying this because you know I'm pulling for the young man. They have to be having serious conversations about everything. Trading him. Changing positions, you name it, I think it's got to be on the table. It was so alarmingly bad. I don't know how you can't investigate different things.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Susan, could you help me out with my partner here? Because he keeps saying he wants Dominguez in center field. Can you tell him Dominguez can't play center field or they don't want him in center field?
He's not Joe DiMaggio out there. I know they keep saying that, you know, he was a center fielder. No, he's not. No, you don't want to see that.
He's not a left fielder, so I just get rid of him at this point.
I understand that. So I think that's one of the people that Alex was saying is another DH. That's why I said there were five of them. I think what you have to do if you were going to make Dominguez a left fielder, put him in left field and you leave him there. You leave him there for 5 months and see if he can do it. By the way, Don Mattingly, I still remember hitting .417 in the wild card.
Susan, hold on to your home run to right. I was at every one of those games. He hit the ground rule double in Seattle. Oh, my, that was amazing.
Hey, Yankee fans wanted him to be the manager, Susan.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted him to be the manager.
Whatever. I don't think Salman passed
that. It's a really long time ago. It's 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
What happened there?
We'll discuss it over lunch one day.
Interesting.
Susan, you are the...
March 25th, opening night in San Francisco. Nothing says opening day like a night game in San Francisco.
The chase for 28.
She's already fired up about that. We love you, Susan.
About Netflix. Yes, can you imagine Netflix opening night? New York Yankees is on.
That's true.
Netflix.
Oh, God, she is the best, man. Makes me smile. It was a great spot, fun spot with Susan. Check it out on the free Odyssey app in case you missed anything right there. Now, he did say 5 DH. Right, A-Rod, Susan alluded to that.
Five.
Who are the five? Dominguez,
well,
Rice, Stanton.
Stanton, Dominguez, Rice.
That's what I was saying. Like, was he being facetious saying five? Was there actually five?
That's not
like they have three. Like they have three left-handed catchers, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have a bunch of DHs. I don't know if I would say that they have five DHs.
No.
No, Jazz, not Jazz. Not
they
McMahon, obviously. Not Volpe. I mean, Volpe's the opposite of a DH. McMahon's the opposite of a DH. They got a guy that could field in McMahon who can't hit. Volpe could field most of the time, or at least, you know, for you. He can't hit. Wells, I mean, he's kind of a little bit of both.
Dude.
Goldie, a little bit of both, I guess. A little bit.
He's proud.
Was he throwing Judge in there?
Can't hit righties? I mean, was he? I don't know. I doubt it. Judge is terrific in the outfield.
Yeah, maybe
now with his arm compromised a little bit.
It's going to be an interesting off-season story if anything happens, if he has any sort of procedure with his elbow. I don't mean Tommy John. That would be worse. But, I mean, is there a little cleanup there? And if there's not, you go into next year, you hold your breath, anything. Like, he unleashed one throw, and I think it was like 90 miles an hour, which is about his average on the air. I've told you this before. But there was a point when he came back, it was like 75, 78. There was a discernible drop in velo, so that was problematic. But, you know, I'd almost prefer he gets a little off-throw cleanup and come back healthy and just let it rip next year.
How about moving him to first?
Not yet. He's too good out there, man. He's still agile.
Keep him fresh. I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying he's not.
I know you're not.
I need a first baseman. Like, keep him fresh. You know what's...
But why would he be a good first baseman? How do we know that? First base is a different skill set.
Yeah.
You got to... You know, he's a better athlete than Piazza, so he'd probably be better than that. But
you're going to love this.
Go ahead.
And this is like a tease for tomorrow or next week or whatever. Came up yesterday on Baseball Night in New York, and I never thought of it before. Hannah Kaiser brought it up, and there is, I guess, legitimacy to this within the Mets thinking.
Yeah.
Soto to first.
I've said that.
Like now.
Now?
Well, potentially as a replacement for Pete.
Now?
They had him fielding some grounders there. I don't know if it was spring training or what.
I remember seeing that video.
Same
with Judge in
it
spring.
When I first heard it, I was like, get the hell out of here. Like, it actually makes sense where Soto's biggest issue in the outfield is his foot speed is not very good, and he can't read the balls perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his glove or his, like, he could throw, he could field. It's also not going to be worse than what Pete Alonso did. You keep his body fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that I want that. I'm just saying in the event that they let Pete walk, like, the Mets need to change some things around.
No question.
The idea of having Soto, you upgrade the outfield by having Soto at first. You're not losing defensively. You might even be upgrading defensively there. You could build it different ways. Again, it was just a thought that I was not open to.
Yeah.
That now, the more I think about it, actually makes a lot of sense potentially having Soto at first base.
I don't think Stearns will be open to it yet, because think about what Stearns told us at the end of the year press conference where he emphasized defense so much.
But that's what I'm saying. It actually upgrades.
Well, we got to see him play first base before we can say he can upgrade over Pete.
But
you're upgrading right field.
Yeah, and you're not losing anything at first base.
All right. You know, it's funny because I actually thought that this would be a viable option maybe 2 or 3 years from now. I actually think Juan Soto will be a fantastic first baseman.
Yeah, he looked like...
He's not a non-athlete. Like,
correct.
Pete's fairly non-athletic, a little heavy-footed. You know, even though he's a smart baseman, I'm not trying to diss.
Right, Piazza wasn't athletic.
Oh, no, Piazza could run a lick.
That's the comp that people say.
No, Soto's biggest issue is that sometimes he takes a step in too fast, he commits to a ball, and then it's over his head. He's got a good arm. He's got good hands. He's definitely got more bounce and more wiggle, for lack of a better word, than some of these other non-athletes. I think he could actually handle it. I'm surprised that they're open to it, but I don't think it's a bad idea. I've always thought that.
Anyway, the conversation, we get into that another day. Let's get to the Giants here before we finish up on the calls with the Yankees. I could be completely nuts. By the way, we do have to give our pick tonight, the money line pick. I feel, for the perfect
pick
segment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I feel like the Giants are alive here tonight. I really do feel like they could end their division. Hey, look, upsets happen all the time. We've seen it. We saw it with New England and Buffalo. You've seen it all over the place with these the division games. You saw it with the Niners and the Rams on Thursday night. Nobody expected that. These things happen. I'm getting the feeling that there was an overreaction to them beating the Chargers. Now I think there's going to be an overreaction to them losing to the Saints where they turn the ball over five consecutive possessions. That's not going to happen tonight. And the Eagles are vulnerable. I think the Eagles are a bit messy right now. I think the Giants are going to win tonight.
I'm going to give you my pick now. That's the Eagles. So I'll
go Giants.
No suspense. You got the G-Man Hop. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Eagles.
Okay.
Wow. Rock of the. I respect that. He's got the Giants hat on, getting ready to work tonight. Hoff will be good.
Okay. I mean, 7-point favorites. I feel like with Jackson Dart, with that crowd, with the state the Eagles are in.
They just lost to the Saints.
Yeah, I get it. The Eagles just coughed up a game at home to the Broncos.
Yeah, but Denver's good. You're right. Denver's good. Denver's not the Saints.
Understood, but the Eagles have been off all year long. And you're right. They lost to the Saints. They had five turnovers. If they turn the ball over five times, they're not going to win. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. Just a gut feel.
Who's he thrown to? I mean, not that anybody loves Slayton, but he's not even playing with the hamstring. Maybe the tight ends?
They're going to have to do it by running the football, Scataboo out of the backfield.
I like Scataboo.
Jackson Dart running the football, using the tight end. So, yeah, I would not look at, no Slayton, but even Slayton stinks. Bo Collins, I'm not looking at those guys.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Wandell Robinson makes some big plays here or there, but I still think they have enough. I think just on paper, it's easy to say, well, they lost to the Saints, the Eagles own them, the Giants had five turnovers, they have no receivers, they're going to lose. My gut feeling, I think the Giants are alive tonight.
31-20 Philly, I give you a score too. Philly by 11. 31-20 Philly.
I'll say in those Giants 24, maybe Giants, Eagles are not going to score more than 20, and the Giants will be in the 20s, put it that way.
I'll tell you, if the Giants hold them under 20.
Remember, Giants defense.
I know,
well,
but it's not there every week. What we can do. Everybody was focusing on the five turnovers. I was focusing on the defense after they lost. No pass rush. I mean, one week it's there, one week it's. I think the defensive coordinator is horrible for the Giants. I like their players. I don't like their schemes, and I don't like their inconsistency.
I get it.
Like, could they come up with three or four, although Hurts is tough to sack. I respect the Giants' top-level defensive players. I just don't see it enough to believe it.
Understood. Hey, just a gut feel. And by the way, I've nailed every Giants game correctly so far.
You're pulling away a little bit, by the way, aren't you?
A little bit.
Hit the two?
Hit the two-teamer perfect parlay. Yeah, we got to get the standings. We'll do that tomorrow, obviously. But
getting smoked here.
Yeah, I had them beating the Chargers, had them losing to the Saints. I've been pretty good with so far being on it with the Giants. Obviously, this would be a major upset. And look, it could be a blowout for the Eagles. They rout them. They get right. Maybe this is the get-right game. I'm just something about this game. I think Dart is dangerous.
You're playing a little bit here?
A little money line.
A little something on the G-men?
I lost everything I had on the Yanks last night. I mean, $160 or whatever it was. Rich is in Scranton about those Yanks. What's up, Rich?
Richie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks for taking my call.
Listen, before you go Tony Soprano on me, listen to what I have to say. I think the Yankees have to change the environment by getting rid of Cashman, because if you want to bring Mattingly back or Jeter, you have to get rid of Cashman, because I know either of those guys, I think Susan will probably tell you at that lunch talk, that neither one like him. Especially for hiring Girardi over Mattingly.
Oh, Derek can't stand Cashman. Jeter can't stand Brian Cashman.
And you need Jeter back somehow, even to be an ambassador. I think he'd bring in Bernie Williams somehow, either to help the team at spring training or even being a bench coach. You have to change this environment.
Well, hold on, Rich. Hold on.
I
didn't mean to step on it. I'm sorry. Hold on. So we all love Bernie. To me, Bernie's not a coach. If the Yanks are going to pull something, he's just a little bit too passive for me. If they're going to pull somebody, go and get Posada. Get Posada on the bench or on the base.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that decision right there.
Yeah.
I think you have to get rid of Cashman to bring back. And I think Jeter could sit down with these players. You know, they could help the Yankees out one form or another. And Mattingly, especially. I'd love to see him back.
I think Mattingly is getting closer to it. Thank you for the call, Rich.
Thanks,
we got to go, unfortunately. We're out of time here. I think Mattingly's getting closer to retirement than getting closer to being the Yankee manager. He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
I think that that dream, unfortunately, the Yankee fans need to move on from. I don't believe it's unrealistic. I don't think it's going to happen now. I would not be stunned that in the next 3 to 5 years, at some point there, maybe sooner, who knows, Jeter, President, Posada, maybe manager, something like that.
We've had conversations about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.